Under the new law, known as Senate Bill 100, kids can no longer be suspended or expelled for frivolous reasons like truancy, dress code violations, or an accumulation of tardies. Before they resort to exclusionary discipline, school officials will need to show that they tried a variety of less punitive strategies. For some districts like Champaign, this law is no big deal. It simply affirms what they have been doing for years. But for many others, like Springfield, it represents a major shift. Here's School Superintendent Jennifer Gill outlining just a few of the tasks involved in rewriting the Springfield Handbook.
We went through with a fine-tooth comb with the help of something we call policy service, a legal team that goes through the laws and analyzes what it is that we need to do within our policy. They publish documents for us to utilize and make sure that we're aligned with. So we had a committee that came together, and we had an evening where we met for over 3 hours with community members and students as well.
She calls this the technical aspect of Senate Bill 100. As for the kind of training that teachers could use day-to-day in the classroom, what Gill refers to as the adaptive part, that hasn't shifted to the front burner yet.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I have three different times this year presented Senate Bill 100's key points to the administrators, and they have taken back, this is what this means, this is what it looks like. I have taken my team here at the systems level, that it also included principals, to several legal seminars. It's hard to in-depth overnight train 2,700 people, but it's going to be slow to move forward.
Okay, but you've had, the bill passed last year, so right. It's not really overnight.
I believe that what happened is the bill passed overnight, and we did not really receive any legal understanding of what some of these things might mean until mid-year. So we have been working very hard on the technical side. This adaptive work takes teachers a long time to move through. So I think principals have already been utilizing some of these restorative practices with their suspensions, because I've given them those nuggets to go out and try. And so it's still going to take our whole entire state a long time to get it to where we want it to be, I believe.
But as a former teacher herself, and as the mom of two teenagers, Gill knows what general direction she wants to nudge her troops toward.
There's two ways you can approach a child every single day. And if you come in that day and you don't have your homework, yeah, great. You don't have your homework again. This is a real repeated pattern. I'm just going to mark you down for no homework the rest of the week because I know you won't bring it. You could say something like that, or you could say, wow, you don't have your homework again. It's going to really affect what we're doing in class. I've got a few minutes tomorrow morning. Could you come in? And then you sit down and you have a conference with the child about why they're not getting their homework done. Well, it could be that they're caring for three siblings at home. It could be that their parent just got a job and they're working nights. It could be that they just don't understand the work. And so they get home and they get stuck and they get frustrated, and not doing it's a heck of a lot better than turning in something that's done wrong, because I might be able to face the fact that, yeah, I just didn't do it. It gives you a little street cred, with other kids. They don't understand it and they need a little tutoring along the way. I just went through calculus with my son, and I would say he probably used that I didn't do my homework because I forgot, because he didn't understand methodologies. The second thing with that is if a teacher does slip and say something, it's realizing, ooh, I probably shouldn't have said that. Now I have to go back and restore the relationship as an adult. It's not always the student who needs to restore the relationship. When educators, it's with kids. But with a kid, it's hard to say, hey, I said that to you and I shouldn't have, but can we talk about why you're not getting your homework done? Usually there's a reason.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.